Okay, today we're going to continue in the 10th and final parak of Masechta Shviyos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So Mishnah Gimel introduces us to a very important halacha called Prosbul. We all need to write Prosbuls this year, by the end of the year. A Prosbul is that even though the halacha is that Shemitah is Meshameh, that the end of the Shemitah year cancels all debts and all loans. If you write a Prosbul, that's a device through which the loan is not going to be cancelled. The debt will not be cancelled. So Prosbul Eino Meshameh. Ze Echad Min Advarim Shehiskin Hillel HaZaken. This was the takana of Hillel HaZaken. Why? What motivated Hillel to make such a takana that there's a way to avoid Shemitah canceling your loans? Because he saw people were afraid to lend money to each other. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that you're supposed to lend money to each other. A lot of times we don't give enough attention to this mitzvah. We know of a mitzvah in the Torah to give tzedakah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to also lend money to someone who needs to borrow money. So people were refraining from doing that mitzvah because they knew that if the person was able to just hold off until Shemitah, then they're never going to pay them back. So Hillel was misaking a mechanism through which the person would have to pay back. They're violating what it says in the Torah. Torah says that a person might think to himself, oh, the seventh year is coming soon, so I might as well not pay back my loan, and then I'll never have to pay back. So Hiskin Hillel Prosbul. So Hillel instituted this concept called Prosbul. Now this concept called Prosbul is very, very difficult to understand. If there's a din in the Torah that Shemitah cancels all debts, how can Hillel say, oh, write a magical document and Shemitah won't cancel all debts? In fact, Hillel's Prosbul was misunderstood or applied or used as an excuse, I should say, by certain streams of Judaism to change all of the dinim in the Torah. They said, you see, Rabbi Hillel from the Tanaim changed the dinim in the Torah, so we're also allowed to change the dinim of the Torah. So if Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha and everything else doesn't fit our society because we don't like it anymore, so then we could change those dinim too, and that's terrible. So where in the world does Hillel have the right to make such a thing called Prosbul? So the Bar Tanura explains it. Sugya Maseches Gittin. Bar Tanura summarizes and he says that there's a drasha mida oraisa. It says v'zed vara shmita, that we darshan that shmita's ksafim is tali in shmita's karkaos min hatara. That only when shmita's karka is a dinda oraisa does shmita's ksafim apply mida oraisa. Since bizman she'ina yovel noheg, there's no Shemitah's Karka Mida Oraisa. So Shemitah's Karka Bezman says Drabanan also. So there's also no Shemitah's Ksafim Min HaTorah. Why is it that Shemitah's Karka is not Min HaTorah? Why are we taka not observing Yovel? Because Yovel can only be observed when Rov Yoshveh Aleha, when the majority of the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael and they all recognize their tribal holdings, only then do we have a din of Yovel. So absent a din of Yovel, we don't have a din of Shemitah's Karka Mida Oraisa. We don't either have a din of Shemitah's Ksafim Midaraisa. That's what the Bar Tanura points out. Rabbanan who did take in Shemitah's Ksafim Bismanazah. The Shemitah's Ksafim Bismanazah is all din Rabbanan. Mishum Hachia, Yachkoach, Biad Hillel, the Sakin Prosbul, Lavkia, Din Hashemitah. And that's why Hillel had the authority to be Mesakin this, to uproot this din of Shemitah. Hol vein Shemitah's Ksafim Bismanazah. Let me differ from, since it's only a din Midarabbanan. This is based on Hefker, based in Hefker, the Hillel's takana of Prosbul. The Rabbi Kiveger points out in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger, Mikol Makom Bisman De Shmita Midar Raisa Lo Hayomei Roy LeHillel Sakin Akar Mitzvah Dar Raisa Mishmachim Uchachim Lomar Demayr Bishvius Bisman Azeh. Rabbi Kiveger performs the following. He's bothered by the following. He says, why does the Bar Tanura have to drive himself crazy to say that Shmita's Ksafim Bisman Azeh is only the Rabbanan? That's why Hillel was allowed to do this. The mechanism through which Prosbul works is Hefker Beis in Hefker. Hefker Beis in Hefker works even on Chuvos that are Daraisa, meaning Bezen has the authority to say, Reuven, you previously owed Shimon money, but we now declare that you don't owe Shimon money. Bezen has the ability, when it comes to Dine Mominis, to say Hefker Bezen Hefker, even on Chavos that are Daraisa. So Rabbi Kiveger's bothered, why does the Bar Tanura have to say that the whole thing is only Drabanan? Why not say that Ataka is Daraisa, but you have this principle called Hefker Bezen Hefker? So that's what Rabbi Kiveger writes, that it wouldn't have been, you know, Bezen has this authority, but they use it sparingly. They shouldn't use this authority, you know, at every turn, at every opportunity to do so, and therefore they should not have used the authority of Hefker Beis and Hefker if, in fact, the Shemitah were Daraisa. They would only utilize it in a case where Shemitah is Derabbanan.
Mishnah Dalid, Zeu Gufa Shel Prosbul. What does the Taka say in the Prosbul? What's the what are the words of the Prosbul? So he has to go in front of a Beis Din of three, and he says, Moser ani lechemish ploni uploni adayanim shebemakom ploni. I am hereby giving over to you, Judge A and Judge B and Judge C, this Beis Din shekolchov sheyeshli shagbenu kolzman sheerze, that any debt that's owed to me, so long as I should always be allowed to collect this debt, that it's not going to be cancelled by the Shemitah. And through that, he's giving the Beis Din the right to collect the debts. It's under the authority of the Beis Din. And the halacha midaraisa is that Batei Din are not subject to the dinim of Shemitah's Ksafim. It's individuals that are subject to the dinim of Shemitah's Ksafim. So by making this a Beis Din matter, he's avoiding the din of Shemitah's Ksafim. And then either Dayanim or Edim sign on the bottom of the document, and therefore, so it could be done two ways: either the Dayanim sign, that this guy came in front of us and made this declaration, or witnesses write and sign that they saw the guy make the declaration in front of a Beis Din. But either way, that's going to be a prosbul, and that will be effective in order to allow the fellow to continue to collect his debts even after the end of the Shemitah year. So again, to summarize what we learned today, we learned that Hillel was misaking something called prosbul because he saw that people were not observing the halacha that you have to lend money, and people were violating the isser and people were also violating the isser of borrowing money, relying on Shemitah to cancel rather than trying to pay back. And so Hillel was misaking prosbul, and then we learned in Mishnah Dalit what exactly the prosbul was, that the prosbul is a statement to the Beis Din that I'm giving over my debts to you, and therefore it becomes a matter of Beis Din and not a matter of two individuals, and therefore Shemitah does not apply to that. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Hei, tomorrow.